This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Pandemic relief payments to millions of Americans seem to be in jeopardy after Republicans blocked an effort Thursday to amend the coronavirus relief package. This after U.S. President Donald Trump demanded to more than triple direct payments. Earlier this week, lawmakers approved a $900 billion coronavirus relief package that includes a one-time payment of $600 to most taxpayers. Mr. Trump has suggested he might veto the bill unless the amount was increased to $2,000. Christmas celebrations have been scaled back around the world because of the COVID pandemic, but the World Health Organization says that's the way it needs to be this year. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
At the Vatican, midnight mass had to be held earlier in the evening to comply with Italy's 10 p.m. curfew. There were only 200 people carefully spaced inside the massive St. Peter's Basilica, the same at the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem. The World Health Organization's Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
Hundreds of millions of people are today making great, heart-wrenching sacrifices by staying apart to stay safe.
He says it's a slap in the face to healthcare workers and first responders for people to ignore the health warnings and congregate over the Christmas holiday.
We must not squander their sacrifices.
COVID-19 has killed more than 1.7 million people around the globe. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Mexico becomes the first Latin American country Thursday to launch a COVID-19 vaccination initiative. Officials say Chile will immediately start inoculations of healthcare workers after receiving the first shipment of its 10 million dose order of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine Thursday. Also Thursday, Costa Rica was preparing to vaccinate two senior citizens in a home near San Jose. This is VOA News. Malian opposition leader Soumaila Cisse has died of coronavirus, his family and party said Friday, after being held hostage for 6 months by jihadists earlier this year. A family member told AFP Cisse, quote, died in France where he had been taken for COVID-19 care, end quote. He was 71. Boko Haram jihadists killed at least seven people in a Christmas Eve assault on a village in Nigeria's restive northeast, local sources told AFP Friday. Security agencies had in recent days warned of an increased risk of attack during the Christian holiday. Fighters in trucks and motorcycles stormed Pemi, a predominantly Christian village in Borno State Thursday, shooting, quote, indiscriminately, end quote, and setting buildings on fire, a militia leader said. In many parts of Nigeria, communities for self-defense have resorted to armed vigilantes or militias who work alongside the army. The militia leader added, quote, the terrorist killed seven people, burnt 10 homes, and looted food supplies that were meant to be distributed to residents to celebrate Christmas, end quote. Britain and the European Union struck a trade deal Thursday after 10 months of intense negotiation allowed them to soften the economic shock of Brexit. When the UK leaves the EU single market at the new year, it will no longer face tariffs on cross-channel commerce despite breaking off half a century of close partnership. Now comes the race to approve and ratify the deal before Britain leaves the EU's economic structures January 1st. The British and European parliaments both must hold votes to ratify the agreement. Russia's growing role in the volatile Central African Republic was in the spotlight this week after Moscow dispatched military instructors following a rebel threat to disrupt Sunday's elections. Moscow has led a diplomatic and financial offensive in the deeply troubled nation since 2018 in return for concessions given to its companies to exploit the country's mineral wealth, especially gold and diamonds. Russia has sent arms and is an open supporter of incumbent President Faustin Archange Touadera, who is on course to win a second term in the legislative and presidential elections. Montenegro's government is shutting down its national carrier, burdened with mounting debts that left it dependent on state subsidies. Procedures to shut down the company would cost around $61 million, and the Minister of Investment said should begin, quote, as soon as possible, end quote. He also said the tiny Balkan country would aim to get a new carrier off the ground in 6 to 9 months. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.